This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Landfill, you won't believe this, bro. Landfill.
What happened?
We got somebody at the door. It's not open yet. And guess, take a wild guess who's standing at the door waiting to come in.
Comandante.
No.
Rooster. Probably,
no. This dude is more annoying than that.
Jeff Walker?
No.
Oh, okay.
WCS.
Wow.
Yeah. In an attempt.
Can you believe this, man?
In an attempt to keep things on the rails.
I look up and I'm like, oh, I cannot believe this.
We are 1 hour away from finalizing the B. Mitch and Finley non-public NCAA tournament pool. I am now in. I have filled out my bracket. I have paid all the money. Somehow I just had to pay for White Brian, who Venmo'd Jeff, who Venmo'd me, which makes a ton of sense.
In other words, you didn't pay for them then if they sent you money.
Thank you for that, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome, Dub B. Don't worry about it.
Hey, Brian, that's a little too nice. You can't be on this show saying, thank you for that, by the way.
It was. He said,
dog, you just gave him my damn money, son.
Yeah, but the whole point was you had to have a physical $20 bill.
I know. But he figured out a way to get it done. Because you got all that money, man. You know all them hundreds you carry.
We're at a casino. If you don't have cash at a casino, where are you going to have cash? But I hope nobody watched.
Everybody else wrote theirs down. Landfill has his printed.
Yo, and Landfill's a hater. He took Grand Canyon. We'll go through everybody's predictions.
Landfill thing is printed, dog.
We'll go through everybody's predictions in an hour. White Brian, you'll be happy to know that Stephanie that's running the show out here asked if she could look at one of our brackets because she needs to fill one out. She wanted an expert. And we all said, that ain't me. So we gave her
yours,
White Brian. So if you do well, you know, maybe she'll buy you dinner at MGM. If you do poorly, you're banned from the property forever.
Well, he's not coming anyway. He bets 20 cents.
There's no Metro over here. You imagine White Brian trying to find a blackjack table when he bets 20
hey,
cents?
Y'all have any 20-cent tables?
Yeah, they might have slots he could play. Y'all got any nickel slots?
Penny slot.
No
penny slots?
No. I think the cheapest one is like $5. Yeah. All right. White Brian's cooked.
Brian, you're done, dog.
Maybe you get a slice of pizza.
You know what? I'm going to make a slot machine place in my garage. I'll invite you over.
B, what's your favorite move the Commanders made this offseason?
My favorite move so far has been bringing Bobby Wagner back.
Dude, really?
Yes.
I'm going to ask a question that I feel like I know the answer to. Mm-hmm. Is there any chance you watched All Ears last night?
No.
That was my favorite move. I think it's the most important. Maybe not favorite, but
me,
most important.
You know how I think. Everybody else just want to look for what's all, you know, for the beauty of something. Okay, like if you go get a new car, I tell people all the time, if you don't have a motor, you can't go any damn where. You can have a fresh car without a motor in it, guess what you're doing? Sitting your ass in one spot. Bobby Wagner, to me, he enhanced the brotherhood. I watched this dude on the road talking to players on offense, defense, and special teams. I've heard coaches praise him and rave about how good he was. When guys roll in and they're looking at a future Hall of Famer, they're normally going to follow suit with what that person says. So getting him back, it continues, and it carries on one more year or so. Remember they said they didn't want Jaden to have to be the leader. Well, it's one more year where he gets to learn again from a damn good one. So I just love that move because too many times you're – a guy hits 30 and everybody want to dismiss him, they show some importance in still keeping continuity, and I love that.
So for me, I don't disagree with anything you said. In fact, I agree with what you said. But I would also add, they've added a lot offensively.
Yeah.
Right? You had Debo, you had Tunsil. Offensively, they were already good. They were a top.
Offensively, they were the best. They were the best. Was the best part of the team last year.
Right. They were a top five unit in most important statistical categories. If not top five, then top 10.
Uh-huh.
Offensively, they could go last year with what probably wasn't the best skill position group Jaden will have in his career.
Yeah.
Right? Probably not the best offensive line Jaden will have in his career.
Yeah.
They've added significant parts to both of those units. Defensively, we can debate Kinlaw and Harris. Like, we can debate the players they brought in, if they're improvements or uh-huh. what they are compared to last year. But defensively, we know they did not bring in two guys with all-pro seasons on their resume. They did not do that,
uh-huh.
period. And their defense wasn't as good as their offense last year.
Yeah.
If you take away a dude that was a second-team all-pro, oh, by the way, played every snap, was the green dot, called plays, like, you can't afford to lose him.
Yeah, I'm with that. You know, I'm totally with it. But I also believe, like I said, his influence is not only on the defensive side of the football. And when you have guys on your team like that, you have to allow those guys, you know, to be around and do the things they're capable of doing.
Yeah. I think.
Sorry, I paused. I'm looking at this commercial, this TV show up here.
What and show?
Look at this guy trying to park. Like, I'm like, I would walk outside and kill him. Tanya Harden, don't say nothing. You have somebody hitting the knee.
B, what show are you? I mean, True TV's got some wild television.
It's just like the guy was supposed to be parallel parking, and he is hitting the car behind him. His car not short enough to even fit in there.
Now, that's a good point, Brian. But my question would be, why is Tanya Harding commentating on bad parallel parking? Like,
but look how he leaves the car. Miss? This right here, if I'm in the red car, he's getting punched in the face. And if I'm a police officer, I'm going to wait out there and I'm going to slap him when he come outside.
Damn. Attention, True TV, please put some basketball games on, because whatever you got us watching is disturbing us. What do you think the most important move offensively was, Debo or Tunsil?
I think Tunsil is the most important move. Tunsil allows you now to move people in position. Like, Brandon Coleman, I think, gave us a stellar job. He did a stellar job being a rookie. But now it allows him to go in a position where he can be exceptional. Tunsil now is – you put him over, you forget about the blind side. Okay? Jaden now is more
How much
relaxed.
Does that help Kingsbury and having to send the chip over there or leave a tight end over there?
It helps tremendously because instead of your running back tight end chipping and then going out, they can immediately affect the defense. Make a guy have to settle more, or a guy has to run to get to a spot where you're opening up more holes. When they have to chip, that guy gets the set, and he can just throw a little bit cloudiness in the eyes of the quarterback.
I like the – I mean, dude, the reality is a stud left tackle, as good as I think Debo is, as much – I am really – excited about what Debo can do in this offense. I think he's really well suited, and I think Jaden's the right guy to make it work.
Uh-huh.
Nothing can have more impact than a stud left tackle.
Yeah, because the what I've said year for years, the offensive lineman and the D lineman allow the sexy positions to do their jobs.
Yeah.
If you don't have O line, D line, the sexy positions are worthless. And you've had some of the best ones out there behind the wrong, unless you're Barry Sanders, when you had my man Kevin Glover blocking for you and then you had four other no-name dudes, Barry found the way.
Right.
Most times it doesn't happen when you don't have the legitimate people out there. God gave him rabbit-like ability, you know.
Barry's one.
Rabbit, cat-like, deer-like, whatever you want to call it. But when you don't have the big boys up there to enable you to do your job, you can't do it. And I think Tunsil is going to allow Debo to give Jaden more time, and Debo get those one-on-one matchups because I believe San Francisco used him too much as a running back. And, yes, he's powerful. He's strong. He believes in himself. But he's not built like that to take all that punishment. But outside, those cornerbacks going to have hell dealing with him one-on-one.
There you have it. Nikki Javala joins the program next.